We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, then. Today, you may not be. Every day is a day. I do have that event a day holiday thing. It's basically National Guinea Pig Day. If you ever get a chance, you know, in a raffle or something to win one, don't lose. Don't even enter. Messiest creature I've ever had. Dr. Allison Schaefer is a sports medicine specialist, UConn, in the health center in Washington, in Farmington. This is National Youth Sports Week, and it's also National Youth Sports Day. And we're going to talk to her about that because there are a lot of things that come out of sports. So let's say good morning to Dr. Schaefer. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Well, all right. So basically, this is to call attention to the benefits that come from kids getting involved. Is it individual sports, team sports, or a combination of all?
It's really a combination of all. You know, the benefits of sports for youth go far beyond the health benefits, which is obviously the first thing we think about in the healthcare
field.
But, you know, giving kids discipline, confidence, it's been shown to improve their grades, and really just help with overall life skills for team and individual sports.
Well, and I think the other thing, you know, my kids all played soccer, known as football in Europe, and so on and so forth. But there is a bond that goes between team members, and you kind of learn to accommodate each other's individual possibilities, but you're working towards a common goal, which I think is kind of nice. It really does seem to me to be beneficial.
Absolutely. Those skills that go in with just working with people in and out every day, really build those interpersonal skills for our youth athletes and student athletes. And, you know, really is one of the main things that translates them into their adulthood.
Yes.
With general life skills to be successful.
There's a couple other things, because your specialty is sports medicine. Is, in fact, the other thing that one of the points you make is that it's good to start to listen to your body and figure out, you know, am I hurt? Am I just a wimp? What is it? Because I think that's very important, once again, later in life.
It is, absolutely. The habits that we form when we are young and learning how to be active individuals are habits that go with us through the rest of our life. So, like you said, realizing if this is just a minor injury and we need to suck it up and push through, or if this is something that's turning into more of an issue. And with how youth athletes are starting to specialize in sports so early these days, we're actually seeing a ton of overuse injuries in them that are usually just seen in the adult population.
Yeah, doctor, I mean, that's one of the things that's pointed out. In fact, we run PSAs on this for some reason when I'm coming into the morning. By the way, we're talking to Dr. Allison Schaefer. She is a sports medicine physician at UConn. When these kids, and it's true, I mean, there are a lot of kids who concentrate on one sport. I think the dream of the parents is, hey, if he really gets good at baseball or she really gets good at basketball, you know, hey, she's going to, you know, get a free scholarship, stuff like that. But the point is, repetitive sports injuries are not all that uncommon amongst kids.
No, they really are growing. And I think this is a growing topic over about the last 4 to 5 years in our specialty is, at what point should we, quote unquote, allow kids to specialize in sport and really focus on one thing? And it's thought to really be closer to that high school age. We've actually found that the more kids diversify in their sport,
yes,
one, the better athletes they are, but also it does help decrease these overuse injuries and allow them to be active longer.
The other one that's become, and Tony Alessi, who does a show here, Dr. Tony Alessi, and I think he's up at UConn, as a matter of fact, I think up in stores. But he was one of the first. We had him on years ago talking about concussions and head injuries and things like that. Increasingly so, that has become, there's been legislation passed. What's your take on that, doctor?
So absolutely. So concussion rates have just jumped astronomically over the last few years in the youth population. And, you know, certain sports are definitely at higher risk. If you take soccer, for example, so kids that play soccer year round, that's obviously exponentially increasing their risk of concussion. But some organizing bodies like the children's youth soccer organization has now put into limits about how what age kids can start heading and then what age kids can start practicing that and how much they can, which is starting to show a big reduction in concussions. Football, youth football is starting to talk about things along that line, but they haven't come quite as far yet.
Yeah, well, as Tony says, and even a helmet, you're still banging the brain against the skull, and that in itself can cause some serious problems. So there you go. Hey, Dr. Schaefer, anything else we need to know quickly here?
No, I think just it is, you know, youth sports week, and just encouraging all the kiddos out there to get out there and play no matter what sport it is. And always remember that free play is sometimes the best play for youth in general to make them continue to have fun in all sports so they're active going later into life.
You mean let kids be kids? Oh, my God.
Kids to be kids. It's amazing.
Doctor, thanks for being on.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. That's Allison Schaefer. So.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.